Petersburg's elementary school was renovated 5 years ago. Superintendent Erica Klutpainter says the wiring for all of the rooms was replaced, but the management panel for the fire alarm system was not, and it's outdated.
It is time to do it. It's safe, it's functional, but it's right on the line.
The $40,000 for the project has been set aside in the capital budget. School Board Vice President Sarah Holmgren said the timing might seem off because of the state's fiscal situation right now. The governor has proposed an operating budget that would reduce Petersburg's education payout by $1.43 million. That would require cutting staff along with programs and activities. But Holmgren says the district's hands are tied as to how they can spend the fire alarm money.
It's a big chunk of change, but it's also been money that's been set aside in our capital that we can't transfer back into operating and use next year to fund people, which is frustrating. Let's say if we could put this off for 2 or 3 years.
Klutpainter says there's not a good alternative to replacing the fire alarm system at the grade school. She says if it were to break, the district would have to hire people to watch for fires.
If it fails, the way they've finally described it to us, if it truly, truly fails, what you have to do then is you actually have to hire somebody to come in to your district and have a 24-hour fire watch.
Another capital project that will not be affected by proposed state cuts is the food service renovations. Maintenance Director Dan Tate told the school board that construction is set to begin on May 6th in the Viking Cafe at the high school. Construction should start in the elementary school cafeteria June 1st. The elementary school plans to continue to serve breakfast and lunch during the construction process. This summer, lunches will be served at the public library. The school district hopes to have both kitchen projects completed by September 10th. Tate also gave a presentation to the school board about new technology custodians are using during routine cleaning. Last winter, they received training on EvaClean Protexis, or what the custodians call ray guns. The ray guns are large handheld spray bottles that mist disinfectant over objects in the school. Tate showed them a video about it.
A student desk or a student's chair, be it their learning space, a desk, a table is clean, but also floors and doorknob.
The machine sprays a solution from chlorinated tablets and water. Tate told board members the district has 2 ray guns and plans to purchase 2 more.
We need to expand the program, but I need to get a couple more because right now they're being shared in 3 large locations every night. So.
Well, you think about all the fabric.
What is it spraying? I mean,
it's a chlorinated tablet.
It smells like bleach. Yeah.
It dissipates pretty quickly.
Other new technology being used by the custodians are 2 touchless cleaning machines for bathrooms and locker rooms. The machines rely on chemicals to clean instead of old-fashioned scrubbing. Tate says scrubbing stalls is time-consuming, and not every surface gets reached every time. He says the new machines work better.
It hoses down the entire bathroom or locker room with the help of 3 onboard chemicals that clean and disinfect. What's left is wet vacuumed up, ensuring that any remaining dirt or bacteria gets swept away.
The 2 touchless cleaners are being used in the school's bathrooms every morning. Tate says these and the new ray guns have made a difference in the maintenance department.
The techniques and equipment used now are more efficient. They produce a better product and are much easier on the custodian's body, which is a win-win for everybody.
The maintenance department also installed occupancy sensors in several bathrooms, hallways, and storage rooms. They automatically turn on when someone is around. New doors have also been hung at the gym entrance, replacing the original ones from the 1970s. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.